Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Be Alert News. This is Leon Benjamin coming to you, pastor, husband, father, congressional candidate running in a special election coming up February 21st. In just a few weeks, less than 5 weeks, we will see to taking and flipping this seat here in the great Commonwealth of Virginia with your help and with your prayers and support. It's U.S. House of Representatives. And look, that seat is now vacant. And we know that God does have a plan to help all people transcend party lines and allow the voice of we the people to be in that seat in Congress. Now, I've been talking and having some guests coming on, talking about the issues, because that's what's important to the people. The days of party politics and personal agendas and backroom deals are over, and the people must have fair and transparent elections. They must have fair and transparent processes. The process must be so that a third grader, come on now, a third grader could understand what's going on. And our systems, as we have been doing, and I want you all to pray, because the reawaken tours, I call it Clay's Closet, have been, my goodness, have been such a value to this nation right now. I'm going to talk about that and why you should be a part of such events, whether it be in your area or whether you might have to travel. We want you to go and just check out TimeToFreeAmerica.com, TimeToFreeAmerica.com, and be able to understand the college that Clay Clark has put together is amazing. You're talking about our Constitution. You're talking about our Constitution under the gun, under the threat of communists, socialists, Marxists, elitists, deep state, leftists, Republicans, Democrats. It goes on and on. Those who don't even have a clue sometimes are being used like cattle, that are being moved to and fro, like the Bible says, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. That's not religion. That's talking about policy. That's talking about practices that may not be standard, and those things. And I wanted to read something in the Constitution, because our focus is to bring the people back to the original intent of our founding fathers, and most importantly, our Christian Judeo principles and values. My understanding, as well as your understanding, should be one of a learner, that we get the word disciple, and that one of a learner that can check its source. You know, some people can tell you, you know, well, I got this and I obtained this and I obtained that. And then you ask them, how did you do it? And all of a sudden you hear crickets. You hear silence in the room, because maybe they do not want you to know their actual source of where they got their success from. Not so with American citizens, not so with believers, with Christians and Jews, and those who call on God out of a sincere and pure heart. You're not ashamed. You're not ashamed to tell people where you come from, what you've been doing, and what you've been up to, as opposed to what we've been seeing now lately, the exposure. How about the documents that are now being found all over our current president's home, Vice President Biden? Could you understand the implications of what's going on right now? That right now our nation needs transparency like never before in our election process, in our medical process, and definitely in our religious process. Who is your source? Today I want to read out of the Constitution, and I want to read something. This is our Article 9. I may get to, I'm sorry, Section 9, and I may get to Section 10, and this is all out of the U.S. Constitution, Article 1. Article 1, of course, is talking about all legislative powers, all legend. Notice I didn't say executive. Okay. All legend. Do you know now what's really happening in our nation? That the powers that be, that are ordained of God, are being put back in alignment. I was so glad to hear the great report of Reawaken at Nashville. Oh, my goodness, the different testimonies and the power of God. And thank God for Pastor Greg Locke allowing us to use his campus to carry on the event. The next event is coming up soon. Go to ThriveTimeShow.com in Miami. This is going to be an amazing event. You want to get your tickets now, go to ThriveTimeShow.com. Get your tickets now. Name your price. Isn't that amazing? He can name your price. And look, and we want to thank God, like platforms like Mike Adams. Of course, he attends the event. That's right. Brideon is at the event. And I want you to know that every time you support this platform, you support us. And you can go to BrideonStore.com and put in the code BEALERT. And get those products. Those products, of course, Mike Adams has put those products together as an incentive to be what? Proactive and not reactive in our nation. And so when you put in the code BEALERT at BrideonStore.com, you get a 5% discount on those products. So thank you so very much. Help this platform stay relevant. Now, understand what is going on. Everything you see now is about bringing the powers that be, that are ordained of God, back into alignment. Again, we call it revival in the religious term, if we want to use the word revival. In the marketplace, sometimes it could be called a renewal or a reformation in the marketplace. And it happens through this, what we call awakening. This type of understanding about how things that have been hidden, things that have been concealed, come on, things that are now being revealed. We call that apocalypto, which comes from the word revelation. So it's not talking about destruction. I don't know where people get apocalypse to mean destruction. No, it actually means the unveiling or the revealing of something. The book of Revelation or the apocalypse is about the revealing of God's ultimate plan for the earth. Now, do you think everybody's going to be happy about that plan? I'm talking facetiously because you know who I'm talking about. Satan. Satan is cohorts. And those that work, it calls it, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6 talks about that we are to stand fast in the power of God, in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? Because there are some entities, some things here in this earth realm that when order starts to be put back in place, there is going to be a war. Yes, there's going to be an ultimate fight. Did you know that we're in a war right now? Yes, it's not just a spiritual war. Jesus talked about that in Matthew 24. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars, but they all are coming out of the hearts of men. You can't see Satan, but trust me, he is playing with somebody's mind right now, telling them to hate you because of maybe the color of your skin or your race or your nationality or come on, how much money you make and putting you into categories. And this is one of the reasons why I'm running for Congress, to stop allowing the enemies or the powers that be to marginalize communities and put them all in a box. Whites over there, blacks over there. Come on, we're getting ready to go into Black History Month, which I call All Nations Month, not devaluing the efforts of African Americans and blacks who have contributed to this nation. But truly, one nation celebrated should bring all nations, come on, into celebration. One nation, so we don't have White History Month. Ask yourself why. Okay, it's amazing how if you celebrate one, you should celebrate all. That we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If I celebrate with you, I should celebrate with the other two. The Bible even talks about when we rejoice, when one rejoices, we all rejoice. When one mourns, we all mourn. Now let's read this right here in Article 1, talking about all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. That's, my God, in the U.S. Constitution, that's Article 1, Section 1, talks about the legislative powers. I mean, we don't even get into executive powers. We call it POTUS, or what we call the judicial powers. We call it SCOTUS. But we're talking about the Congress. My goodness. And it's amazing how all the powers that be, that are ordained of God, the founding fathers saw it fit to put the legislative powers into a Congress, a meeting place. Sounds familiar? Because that's what the church was. They were only extending their Christian Judeo values. I can't say it enough. This Bible was not written by accident, and neither was the Constitution of the United States written by accident. Our founding fathers had enough faith to understand if they're going to have a more perfect union and to establish justice and tranquility and to have what we call life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it had to come from a creator who understood how to put all men in their proper place and value. We behold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Oh, my goodness. And so look at this. It's just interesting what this section here, Section 9 of Article 1, talks about the migration or importation of such persons as any of the states now existing shall think proper to admit, shall not be prohibited by the Congress prior to the year 1808. Wow. 1808. Sounds interesting. But a tax or a duty may be imposed on such importation, not exceeding $10 for each person. The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion. Oh, it's right here. Oh, my goodness. Or invasion, the public safety may require it. I know that sounds deep, doesn't it? But amazing how the power of the states had it so that everybody, anybody just can't, will it be, come in. And it says, no bill of attainder or ex post facto law shall be passed. No capitation or other direct tax shall be laid unless in proportion to the census or enumeration herein before directed to be taken. No tax or duty shall be laid on articles exported from any state. No preference shall be given by any regulation of commerce or revenue to the ports of one state over those of another, nor shall vessels. I am getting so excited about this that they told us how to regulate what comes in and what comes out of the states. It's in the Constitution. Have y'all seen any problems with this? What's been coming, especially Texas, Arizona, California, anything coming to mind? Florida? Come on. Anything coming to mind that stuff been going in and out of the states? No regulation whatsoever, open borders. Here we're finding that Congress is responsible for regulating what comes in and out of the states with working in conjunction with the states. It's amazing here. No money shall be drawn from the treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law and a regular statement of account, a regular state budget. Oh, budget. Can somebody say budget? A regular statement of account of the receipts and expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. When is the last time? Amen. And I know I got a little preacher in me right now, but when is the last time someone said, hey, where is the money going? And show us. It's amazing how one law for thee is not a law for me. This thing of accountability that we see going on in our nation right now, where we hold only certain people accountable, but then other people's can just run roughshod all over the system and literally get away and do what they want to do. But here it's saying no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States. No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States. and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, accept of any present emolument, office, or title of any kind, whatever, from any king, prince, or foreign state. Do you see what's going on? There's a reason why our founding fathers did not want a king. We have a president. We don't have a king. We don't have somebody that's just put stuff in the law, make executive orders, and just start doing what they want to do. And saying, this is what I'm going to do with the pen. There is something that is happening right now with our process where the powers that be that are ordained of God are coming back in alignment and showing us how it's supposed to be done. I know everyone thought it was a fiasco. It wasn't a fiasco with the electing of our congratulations to Kevin McCarthy in being the Speaker of the House. But look what he did. He allowed the process to play out. Was it kind of frustrating at times? Was it kind of, did emotions rise at times? Well, welcome to the Constitution of the United States. Do you know the emotions and the sweat, the blood and tears that was put into this document to make sure that we would have a nation that would be together, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all? But look at the process, and some began to label the process as rebellious. No, that was not a rebellious process. That was showing you and I the strength of the Constitution and what happens when you follow it. and the numbers don't lie. Tell me he didn't need 218 to become Speaker of the House, and I'll tell you somebody just ripped up the Constitution. Tell me he didn't need it. Oh, no, he didn't need that to be Speaker of the House. Tell me he didn't need it. And I'll say that you are in danger of coming up under slavery of communistic, socialistic, Marxist ideology. He did need 218. There was no way around it. And look what he did. That makes him the better man to stand through that process. And look what he's doing now, standing to his promises of fighting for the American people. That's why I'm running for Congress. Look, I want to share with you in the second half that everything in here, I'm going to deal with Section 9 on the other side. Everything in here is right as long as we interpret it as founding fathers' ambition to remain sovereign as a nation. That's a high ambition, I know. But there are some who do not want America to have its sovereignty. No, they want us to come up under NATO, the United Nations, or China. They want us to come up No. The ambition of our founding fathers in writing this document was so that those who later on would come down the line in the Congress, as well as the executive branch and judicial branch, that this nation must remain sovereign in order to exercise its authority that is not government-given, but God-given. I'm going to show you in the next segment that when we go over Section 9, we may get to Article 2, but the reason why this nation is so strong and so powerful is because we read. Boy, I know that's hurting a lot of people right now. Educational system is trying to tell the children that it's racist to read, to read books, to know math. My goodness. No, just be a herd of cattle that we just tell you show up somewhere and start protesting. That's what our educational system is coming down to. Just show up somewhere and start yelling and screaming and shouting. Don't even know what you're yelling and screaming and shouting about, but here's $25 an hour to yell, scream, and shout, even though you don't know what it is, it's just a good way to make some money. That's what our educational system has come down to. No, this nation is strong because we are readers. We read and we understand concepts to conceive something. We understand how things begin, origins. Yes, the genesis of this nation. Because we read. Boy, they're burning books every day. You could imagine what's going on with our history. They're tearing down statues. They're burning books. They're changing names and all kinds of things to get us to not read anymore, but to only just take in. And that's one of the reasons why I believe this whole power shift is happening in this nation. Are you ready for this? I really want to talk to some of you that maybe feel that you're on the sidelines of this power shift. Yeah, it wasn't a red wave, but it was a movement that happened. What are we going to do about it? Our founding fathers are looking right now at us going, I just hope they understand this is only going to be a republic if we can keep it. And so I'm going to show you on the other side. We can go over section 9. We might get into article 2. Because there are people who are reading the Constitution right now, and they actually are starting to understand why it is so important to this nation at this brink, at this hour, that it seems like all types of chaos is coming at us from all angles. That's why I thank God for the Reawaken Tours. I thank God for what Clay Clark is doing, bringing people together from all walks of life, regardless of color, regardless of nationality, regardless of religion, regardless, oh my God, of gender. Oh my goodness, are you helping? Are you really wanting to help this process? We're going to find out in the next few months where you stand. Get off the sidelines. Get into this reformation or revival if you want to, if you're you know, in the religious mountain. But get into this reformation. Get into this awakening. Do not sit on the sidelines. Read, pick up the Constitution, pick up your Bible. Read them together. Your faith is on the line. Did I say it? Did I mean what I just said? Yes, your faith is on the line. No one else is going to help you with this. You must exercise your, what we call, freedom of will. That's right. It's an act of the will to exercise your faith. There's no legislation that can be written to get you to do what's already inside of you. Be right back after a few short messages from our sponsors.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
All right, we're back. And again, welcome. Welcome again to hanging out with Be Alert today, talking about the Constitution, talking about our Christian Judeo values, talking about the powers that be that are ordained of God. And one of the things that I want you all to understand that we are in a place where, with the open borders, do you know what we're actually doing based upon the Constitution? We are creating a slave system right up under our noses by allowing illegal immigration to take place right up under this Congress. Congress is allowing it. Yeah, I'm going to say it like I know. It's in Article 1, Section 9. Now, I'm going to read this. Is one of the handful of provisions in the original Constitution related to slavery, though it does not use the word slave. See, this is about our founding fathers did not want to create a slave system, even though slavery may have existed in their day. Their whole goal was to get rid of a system that marginalizes people and turn them into a bunch of cattle and again, abused, misused, mistreated, and told it's okay. Oh, no, it's not okay. And though those migrants are coming across the border every day saying that it's okay to break our laws, you just created a slave. Every time you tell someone it's okay to break the law, you just created a slave. I said it. No, it's not okay to break the law. No. and understand, under this provision, the clause prohibited the federal government from limiting the importation of persons understood at the time to mean primarily enslaved African persons. So it was talking originally about Africans being imported to become slaves. Oh, but guess what we're doing with Mexico? Guess what we're doing with Guatemala and wherever else they're coming from? Congress is prohibited from doing this. This is why this Constitution is so powerful. If we take the original intent of our founding fathers seriously, what they did not want to have. Now, we have some proponents that say, no, they did want slavery. No, they didn't. Article 1, Section 9 tells us that they did not want any more African-American slaves being imported to this nation. No more. Prohibited. But look what we're doing now with open borders. It's creating another slave system again. Not now with African-Americans, but with everybody else that we're allowing to come. Okay, I know this may be hurting some people's feelings, but if we don't stop this, not only is this going to hurt those that we let come in, it's going to hurt those who say that this nation is supposed to be a nation of opportunity. But now opportunities are being snuffed out and being taken away because now we're creating a system that we did away with in the 1800s that truly and surely was going to be our demise. But we're repeating it again in 2020 on. We're repeating it all over again. And what do you think is going to happen if we keep allowing our borders to be porous and allow the fentanyl and the high trafficking of drugs? I'm going to play my commercial right here, right now. Why I'm running for Congress is just that we come back to common sense again, and we come back to being a continuity where we work together to say this is not right. And if you don't want that, why are you here in the Congress? Go ahead and play that commercial for me. This is why I'm running for Congress.
When I was a kid, most Black families had three paintings hanging up in their living room: Jesus Christ, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and John F. Kennedy. That's how I was raised. And for the longest time, I believed that the Democrat Party was for the people. Unfortunately, that isn't true anymore, because everything the Democrats now support is the complete opposite of what these men stood for. My name is Leon Benjamin, and I'm running for Congress in Virginia's 4th Congressional District as a Republican, since my values don't align with Democrats anymore. Like JFK, I believe in freedom, fiscal responsibility, and independence from government. Today's Democrats want us to believe we need government to survive. They promise us health and safety, free education, and justice for all. But in return, we receive higher taxes, medical tyranny, and justice for only those who comply with their agenda. This is not the intended future JFK had for America. Just like JFK, Dr. King believed in the Constitution and the freedom it ensures every American. How did we go from his wonderful unifying vision to our children being taught divisive critical race theory? This is not the dream Dr. King envisioned. I will fight against CRT and advocate for school choice because parents should be in charge of deciding what school is best for their child's needs, not the government. As a bishop and a man of God, nothing disturbs me more than the left trying to replace Jesus with the government. We worship God, not government. Here in Virginia, Patrick Henry famously said, "Give me liberty or give me death." That includes religious liberty. No government can take away our constitutional and God-given right to religious freedom. That's why I'm proud to say that I've written over 17,000 religious exemptions to protect Americans' freedom of choice. As a husband, father, Navy combat veteran, and bishop, I can no longer sit back and allow this great country to be divided. We must get back to the true message great leaders like Dr. King and JFK fought for and restore our faith in God, not government.
I'm Leon Benjamin, and I approve this message.
Wow, look, I play that to remind everyone, look, we are in the battle right now. I am the only congressional race going on around the nation. That means this is history happening right in our very backyard. Go to my website, Benjamin4Congress.com, sign up, donate, because this is real. This is about the Constitution, bringing people back into unity again, defeating division, and being able to understand the power of people who may not look like you, think like you, and may not even talk like you, that we have more in common than we have being different. And so understand this, we are in this race called the human race. How about that? One nation, one blood, and all powers. I can't help but say it, but look at this section. I read section 9, but let's go ahead and read section 10. Because our founding fathers did not want slavery. They put it in here. They didn't use the term slavery in section number 9 of Article 1, but the intent was that we should not have a Congress that allows slavery to happen. After we got, and look, the Civil War and all of that happened. You didn't think that was going to happen based upon our Constitution, a fight to get rid of it? A fight to end slavery. It's embedded in our Constitution. We must stand strong and stand tall when it comes to racism. We must stand strong. Oh my goodness. And here in section number 10, this is even just as powerful. Why did our founding fathers put this in here? Listen to this. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Can you say cartel? Somebody's making deals with people that should not be in power. Somebody's cutting deals, printing money like it's crazy. Oh, you didn't think this is going on? We don't even have a standard anymore on our money. Our money, the gold standard was removed from our money back in 1970-71 under Nixon. Are you understanding that the Congress is supposed to have an understanding of how authority and powers that be that are ordained of God are supposed to protect the people? Now, when you allow these This says no treaty, alliance, or confederation. Could you imagine someone in a back room, heavy smoke, cigars, cutting a deal saying, we're going to give you all this land, and they're not even American citizens. We're going to give you all this land. You can have all this land. Here's a couple of states where you can buy it. We'll make sure that the transaction is done. Could you imagine someone making backroom deals like that, giving your land away, making treaties and it says alliances and confederations? My goodness. No state. And listen to this. No state without the consent of the Congress lay any impost or duties on imports or exports except what may be absolutely necessary for executing its inspection laws. And the net produce of all duties and imposts laid by any state on imports or exports shall be for the use of the Treasury of the United States. And such laws shall be subject to the revision and the control of the Congress. Could you imagine all of our trade and everything that's going on right now? Businesses that have just totally, some have moved out of this country and gone into foreign countries and exacting all types of slave labor. I mean, it's just amazing what's really been happening under Congress. Is anybody reading anymore that when our exports are being taxed so high, but then imports, my God, are just coming in, flooding into our nation? Could you imagine what would happen if this continues to go on, where we're making backroom deals, our land is being bought up, our trade is being confiscated? Made in America doesn't mean anything anymore. It's almost out the door the way this trade is going. That we're importing more stuff. Have we learned from COVID-19 that we need to learn how to make things like, you know, medicine? you know what I mean? Paper products. My goodness. Antibiotics. Have we learned our lesson? We have depended on other nations for products. How about oil and gas? I mean, it's amazing what's going on. I'm not being facetious. I'm really trying to get us to think. The Congress is supposed to be monitoring all of this. What are they monitoring? What are they who are they looking out for? Who's the Congress looking out for? Do you know? Do you have any idea who they're looking out for? Because it doesn't look like they're looking out for America. It sure doesn't look like they're looking out for any of the states. And then they get mad when governors take over and say, no, not on my watch. Just like when Governor Abbott started sending all those illegal immigrants, to different places around the United States, especially New York. My goodness. The powers of the states. And this type of government that says the power comes from government, not from God. I'm gonna keep reading this, but someone wants you to think that big government is the way to go. Being in charge of our medical systems, being in charge of our media systems, being in charge of our religious systems, being in charge, oh my God, being in charge of our family systems, our social systems, being in charge. No, our founding fathers put the Congress together so that the power can go where it needs to go, back to the states to decide. That's what happened with Roe v. Wade. Congress, when the judicial system said this is no longer a valid law, abortion, it was never a law in the first place. It was never a law in the first place. Congress got away. Oh, I'm telling you. Oh, nobody made abortion Congress didn't pass any law. The states. But when SCOTUS said that abortion is legal, now it looked like a law was made. But remember, the judicial branch in our government does not make laws. So what do? They reversed the curse. Come on, somebody. Now that's the preacher in me. They said, we should have never got involved in this in the first place, and let's send the power back to the states to decide. Oh my goodness. And look, Congress got squeezed out of that. They squealed out of that one. My goodness. And let's read some more. This is good. No state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any duty of tonnage, keep troops or ships of war in time of peace, enter to any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power, or engage in war unless actually invaded. Unless actually invaded. What do you think's going on in Texas and Arizona and California on these borders? Oh, you don't think it's an invasion? Oh my God. Unless actually invaded. Okay. I'm just going to keep reading. Maybe somebody will get it. Okay. Unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit delay. In other words, the states can't declare war just to declare war. That's in the power of the Congress to declare war. That's in the power of the Congress. But it looks like the executive branch has been getting away with declaring stuff. What is our Congress doing? That's why I'm running for Congress. It's not about form or fashion or popularity or fame. It's about getting back to the knuckles, the bones, the bare bones and knuckles of this Constitution and our Christian Judeo roots, why our founding fathers wanted this Constitution in place, knowing that after they died, we would have something on our hands to try to keep it. I think they knew. They was like, boy, I tell you, I hope there's some people that know how to read. In 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, I hope there's some people who like reading and not just like looking at television. Now look at my show. Stay tuned and all the great shows here on Brighteon for information's sake. But you and I must do our own reading. We must do our own research. We are intelligent creatures made in the image of God. In the likeness of God. Woo! I'm getting excited. Woo, we're going to get to Article 2, Section 1, the executive power. Yeah, there is an executive power. In this last portion of the show, I'm going to start reading. We'll pick it up on next Monday. But it says the executive power. Notice the legislative power is mentioned first. The executive power is mentioned second. And the what? Judicial powers are mentioned last. Why? Because our founding fathers put the powers in order of rank. So who has the greatest power? The legislative power or the executive power? The legislative power has more power than the executive power. So it's not equal, co-equal branches. That our founding fathers knew, and maybe this is important for me to say this right now. They didn't want to get back to another King George thing. You know, they didn't want to get back to a person who would exact all this power and nobody could do anything about it. They didn't want to go back to that. So Article 2 is talking about the president. The executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. The executive power. Congress writes the laws, but the executive branch executes them. Amazing of what's going on at the borders right now. If the laws are already in place, why aren't they being executed? Ask yourself that question. He shall
hold his office during the term of 4 years, and together with the vice president chosen for the same term, be elected as follows. This is where we are right now. We're really living in who interpreted Article 2, Section 1, and all these other things. Maybe that's what we'll talk about when we get back, because somebody misinterpreted what we were supposed to do to elect the president in Article 2, Section 1. And let's talk about that when we come back, since I'm not going to be able to finish. I don't want to get into it and stop. But this is going to be interesting, talking about Article 2, Section 1, about how we elect a president. So look, I appreciate each and every one of you all. Remember, go to my website, Benjamin4Congress.com, and pray for us, because we got a chance to take this seat. We need your prayers. We need your help and support. Thank you for your donations. Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing us to make history in taking this seat for the glory of God. And look, the powers that be are ordained of God, but we must have the responsibility to direct that power in such a way where everyone knows it's not me. I am under his authority. It's not me. So power doesn't come from government. Power comes from God. It's amazing. Next Monday to talk more about this Constitution and our values. See you next week.